This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
He's charged with murder. Luigi Mangione arrested in the killing of United Healthcare CEO. He was found in Altoona, Pennsylvania at a McDonald's. The AP's Ben Thomas with the latest on this.
Police say a customer noticed him and an employee called 911. Altoona police responded, and Officer Tyler Fry says when he and his partner asked the suspect to lower his mask,
he didn't even think twice about it. We knew that was our guy.
The criminal complaint notes they asked if he'd been to New York recently, at which point Mangione became quiet and started to shake. In his backpack, they found a black 3D-printed pistol and 3D-printed silencer. The Ivy League graduate came from a prominent Maryland real estate family. In a statement, cousin Nino Mangione, a Maryland lawmaker, said the family was shocked and devastated and offered prayers to the slain CEO's family. I'm Ben Thomas.
Firefighters have been battling a brush fire in Malibu, California. The AP's Jennifer King.
In the Los Angeles area, a blaze dubbed the Franklin Fire broke out Monday night in Malibu Canyon, spreading rapidly towards the edges of Pepperdine University and down to the Pacific Coast Highway near the Malibu Pier. Footage from ABC 7 Los Angeles showed firefighters spraying water right behind the Malibu Plaza, a shopping center sitting on the coastal highway. Fire officials say the evacuation order and a warning area cover about 18,000 people, and thousands of structures are threatened. Pepperdine issued a shelter-in-place protocol, and students sheltering inside Payson Library were posting pictures of trees on fire outside.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's been testifying in his corruption trial. He denies wrongdoing, saying the charges are a witch hunt orchestrated by a hostile media and a biased legal system out to get him. A gang leader in Haiti is accused of massacring older people and religious leaders to avenge his son's death. This is AP News. Now to Boeing's layoffs.
Boeing has laid off hundreds of additional employees in Washington State and California as part of planned cuts that will eventually reduce the company's workforce by 17,000. In October, Boeing said it would reduce its workforce by 10% as it tries to recover from financial and regulatory troubles and a strike by its machinists. Boeing says the strike did not cause the layoffs and that layoffs are a result of overstaffing. Boeing has been in financial trouble since two crashes of its 737 MAX jetliner killed 346 people in 2018 and 2019. The company's fortunes and reputation took an additional hit when a panel blew off the fuselage of an Alaska Airlines plane in January. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Merriam-Webster's word of the year is polarization. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.